Okay, we are holding on Bava Basra Yud Gimel, the second line, Veloes Hatraklin. The Mishnah is talking about when you have this hall, these different types of rooms, that you can't divide them up unless everyone's going to be able to use them in the way that they had previously been able to use them before the division took place. So says the Gemara, Ein behen kedei lezeh mahu. What's the din if there's not enough for each one? But nevertheless, meaning one of them wants to, dissolve this partnership. So, Yehuda Amar, is din adi, god o ogud. So, this is going to be today's daf. Going to talk about this thing. So what does that mean, that god o ogud? So, the way Rashi learns is, ze roitze lechalok oimer, I'm reading right beneath the diagram. Ze she roitze lechalok oimer leze she'en roitze lechalok. One guy wants to divide, so he says the one who doesn't want to, oh, koitzli damin ukenei lecha chelki, right? Give me a price to get mine. Or ani ekoitz damin ve'etein lecha bechelki. I'll give a price to buy your shirab. She'i eshar b'shutvas lecha. I don't want to be a shutuf with you anymore. So the way Rashi's understanding means like to fix or to set a price, you buy it, or I'll fix the price, you buy it. We'll look at them. The way Rabbi Chanan learns that it means to pull. You pull my part, or I'm going to pull your part. The way the Ritva is understanding that it's not the precise translation of it, means can either one of the two people make a price they want for buying the field, or do we like just assess it and then we offer how much it is to pay for your share of it? But that's what's called over here. Rav Yehuda Omer is dina de god o ogud. Rav Nachman Omer lays dina de god o ogud. So right, you can't just set the price. Rav Nachman says no, you can't do this. Meaning the partnership just continues the way it was. So again, Rav Yehuda says you could do this, and Rav Nachman says no. Omer le Rav Nachman. So Rav says Rav Nachman. The didach, according to you, the armor, because you say lace dinner to go to ogud, that you don't have this idea of setting the price in buying it, or the other one can do the same thing. So what would you say about the following? Bechor uposhet. You have a bechor gets the double portion, and then a poshet regular brother. Sheheiniach lehen avihen eved uvehema tamea. So he got an eved and he got a non-kosher animal. Ketzet oisin. So how are they going to divide this up? So Amalei, so Nachman says to him, Shani Omer, I will tell you this. Ove leze yom echad, leze shnei yomim. So they're both going to work for the ordinary brother. The head yod, he's going to get it one day, and then twice as much for the 2 days for the bechor. It's amazing. One second. How could Rabbi Yehuda say this? We know there's a Mishnah in Gittin Mem Aleph. Mi shechetzio eved vechetzio ben chorin. You guys half and half. He's half an eved. He's half a free man. Meaning he was jointly owned, and one of his masters freed him. So. He has a tzad achirus within him, so he's half and half. So over this rabo yom echad, ve'es atzma yom echad. He works for himself for one day, and he works for his master for one day. That's the opinion of Divrei Beis Hillel. Be'shamay omrim no tikantem es rabo. Okay, you fixed the idea about his status of vizi, whose master is. He works one day for him, one day for himself. Es atzma lo tikantem, but he himself, you didn't fix him. Right? Why not? Lisa shifcha, to marry a shifcha, he can't do it. Any yochel. Lisa baschor any yochel, because each one prevents him. He can't marry a shifcha because he's a yid. And he can't marry the baschor because he's an eved. So what does he do? He bought all of it. He's just not get married? Hello, lo nivra ha'olam el l'piri avrivya. The whole purpose is for puravu. Right, Shneimar, like the pasuk says, in Yeshua, lo solov roha l'sheves yitzara. Right, he created it not to be wasted, to form it, to l'sheves, to be inhabited. Right, that's why this world was created. So you have to have children. So you can't. What are you going to do with the seven? So rather, ela koyfines rabo v'oisin oso ben chorin. We force the one who owned him still, right, who made him eved to free him. The koyfin star al chetz yadomav, and he writes a star for half of his value, right? That was the original way the Mishnah had. V'chazu Beis Hillel l'hoiros k'divrei Beis Shammai, and then really Beis Hillel retracts, and then they hold like Beis Shammai, right? So what do you see from this Mishnah? Only in this case we have this whole, external concern of puravu, right? That's why you could force it to them. But we don't say we don't say this din of go to ogud, right? That's the kash that they're asking. So shiny hocha, why? In this case is different because why the eved de ogud ika? He can say I'll set a price, goad leika, but he can't say you set the price. Meaning like this: An Eved can't offer to sell himself because, again, he's half Jewish. So he can't sell himself as an Eved Kanani, right? So in that case, the Beis Din can't force the one who owns him to sell it, right? Unless it was for this reason of Puravu, right? However, Mashenki, in a case where we're talking about a field, either one could buy and either one could sell. So in that case, you could force them to sell your half or to make you sell your half to me. So Tashma, Mishnah later on, Kufayin Beis. Shnei Achin, two brothers, Echad Ani ve'Echad Ashir. One of them's rich, one of them's poor. V'hiniach lahen avihen merchatz ubeis habad. So they got a bathhouse and they got an olive press, right? Also in L'Sachar. If this merchatz and this beis habad was used, you know, they would rent it out, they charge people for using it, right? So in that case, haschar la'emsa. So they're going to share the profits between the two of them. Also in the Atzma, but if you're going to use it for himself, right, that's why the father had really built it, right, in the other people's house. So what's the Ani going to do? He doesn't need these things, right? So he can't force the what's it called, his rich brothers, the Asher, to do it. Hare Asher Omer La'ani. So the rich brother says to the Ani, so then, now in Amin Beis, right, Kach lecha avadim v'yirchatzu b'merchatz. Go take some avadim for yourselves, right? Kach lecha zaysim v'yavo v'ase b'beis habad. Rashi probably did not have this girsa, the way, right? Rashi says, Kach lecha avadim, right? Okay. Kach lecha avadim v'yirchatzu b'merchatz. Kach lecha zaysim. Uvo va'ase b'beis habad. So go get some olives and, you know, you'll work them. So, right? Meaning, you see from here that the Ani, the poor one, can't say to the usher, you know, buy my shear, buy me out. So I says, no, this is not a good proof. Hasam Nami, the same thing, god ika, o good leka. In this case, you know, you set the price to buy me, the rich brother could buy him out. But what's the Ani going to say? I'm going to set a price, you set the price, I'm going to buy you out? The Ani can't do it. He doesn't have the means to do this. So therefore, it's not an option. So that's what it means. God Ika, all good Leika. I don't have the money to do this. Okay, so let's keep going. Tashma. Kol She'ilu Yechalik Ushmolav. Anything that's going to be divided, right? And even after it's divided, its name still stays on it. There's name. There's on Chulk, and you could divide it up. V'im la, but if they're not going to have the same original name on that, malin oiso bedomim. So we assess the monetary value on it, right? Because one of the partners could say to the other one, you set the price and buy it from me, or I'll set the price and buy it from you. So one says, really, really, tanoihi. It's a machlokes tanoim detang like we learned in the brisa. Tol ata shiur va'ani pochos. Let's say you had a chutz or something, and it wasn't big enough to divide it up. So then one of them could say to him, you take the minimum part of it, the shear, which is dalet amos, as we learned, right? And I'll take less. Shomen lo. Then the rest of them basically listens to him. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel oimer ein shomen lo. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says he doesn't listen to him. So I ask him, hey, chidami, what's exactly Bryce to talk about? Ilemi kiditani, if you can tell me the same way that they mean, like, as it's actually taught. So my time at the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. What does this mean? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, ain shomen lo, right? Why does he say the Bezin's going to ignore, we're not going to listen to this guy when he's saying, I'm willing to be mevater. I'm making a pshara. I'm willing to compromise. I'm willing to settle for less. So that he's willingly doing this. What does it mean? Ain't shomen lo. So el alav, you have to say chesrei mechzor v'halchi ketani. Really, it's missing a piece of information. This is how you learn. This is how you learn the brisa. And again, we spoke out in previous shiurim of Rav Huttner's Yesod that chesrei mechzor was not a mistake. It was purposely put there so that people cannot understand the Mishnayos, the Braises, correctly without having a Rebbe to explain it to them. So here's the correct version, the full version, the complete version. Tol ata shir v'ani pachos. You take the minimum part and I'll take less. In that case, shomen lo. Everyone agrees. The go to all good. Nami shomen lo. If he says, you set the price and you buy from me, I'll set the price and I'll buy from you, fine. V'asar ribben shimon ben gamliel lemeimar. And he comes along and says, ain shomen lo. In the first case, we're not going to listen to it, right? When he says, go to Ogud, right? That he's not going to listen to it. So really, you see from here, that is the machloikis tenoim. Just to go back for 1 minute. Let me see. You know what? Let's do the Rambam here for a second. I'm sure if I'm a good spread. I'll do a little more and I'll come back to the Ram. Gemara says like this. Lo, that's not Pshat in the Braisa. Lo, Olam Kiditani. Really, it was exactly the way we thought. Ukta Amar, like what you said, My time, Rav Shimon Gamliel. What's the reason, Rav Shimon Gamliel? Meaning, why can't one of them say, just divide it up and I'll be mevater, I'll settle for less? Mishum da amalei, ibidame. You could say, if you want me to pay you with money, right? That's the monetary difference between my share, which is worth 100, and yours, which is 200. Lasely dame, lemason loch, right? I don't have the money to give to you. But matana, you want to give it to me as matana, lo nichale. I'm not interested in getting a gift from you. The pasuk says, "Mishle v'sane matanas yichya." If you hate gifts, you're going to live. So this Bryce says that there is a concept of go to ogud, right? You have this idea, and then it's going like Rav Yehuda, and Nachman argues, Rav Yehuda says he does. So on this is where I want to go. The Rambam over here in the beginning of Hilchos Shechinim, the Rambam writes in Halacha Dalid, second. Is it hudin chalukin? What does it mean when you have something that's like, you know, thing? Kol she'il yechalek lefi hashutfin yegiel apochos shebehen chilek shesham akol korealov, right? That you'll have the less than amount that's not used by the same name. Aval im ein shem hakol nikro al chilek ein bo din chaluka. If you don't call it by the name, as the Gemara said, you don't do it. Ketzad, what's an example? Kol chotzer she'ein bo arba amos al arba amos, ein akrua chotzer. If it's less than that amos, that's not called a chotzer anymore. It's too small. V'chol soda she'ein bo kedei zriyas tisha kabin. If you can't plant 9 kabin there, ein akrua chotzer. That's not called a field. V'chol gina she'ein bo kedei zriyas chatzi kab. It's on a guard, you can't do half a kab. Ein akrua gina. V'chol pardes she'ein bo kedei zriyas shlosha kabim, ein akrua pardes. Right, as we saw in yesterday's daf. L'fikach, ein chokines achotzer ad shia arba amos l'chol echa ve'echa min hashut. From each partner, each one has to get, the joint owners get dalad amos. Velo es hasoda ad shi hebel kedei zriyas tisha kabim l'chol echa ve'echa, they each get that. Velo es agina ad shi hebo chatzi kab l'chol echa ve'echa, velo es hapardes ad shi hebo beis shlosha kabim l'chol echa ve'echa. Bamedvar murim be'eretz Yisrael k'yotzebo. This applies in Eretz Yisrael and any place similar. Aval bebovel, but in Chutz La'aretz, Rav Chiyotzbo, ein cholkin es asada ad shebo kedei charishas yom lezeh, charishas yom lezeh, until each one can get a day of plowing it, enough to do it. A full day's work, as we saw, again, yesterday's daf, that it'd be a financial loss to hire a worker to plow the field for anything less than that. Below us, apartis achiebo shlosha shloshim v'shisha ilanos lazeh u'shlosha v'shisha ilanos lazeh. Each one's going to get 36 trees. Kedei avodas adam echa b'yom echa. That's what the daily work is. V'sada shemashkin oso bechli. If you water, if it has to be enough, they would you know, you're going to spend a whole day's work to doing it, or else it's a loss for him. Now, in Halacha, hey. Ve'ein chalokin es ha-traklin, v'lo es ha-moran, v'lo es ha-shovach, v'lo es b'sabad, v'lo es ha-merchat, v'lo es ha-talis, ad she v'chol chelik mehen, k'dei lezeh, k'dei lezeh. That each person has to get a sufficient amount that works. The im merchatz cholku adshe bechol chelik mechen kedei merchatz. The im shovach adshe kol chelik shovach b'fnei atzmo. V'chein betalus v'shar kol hadvarim. Im behem kedei zech kedei lezeh malin oisa bedamim. We assess how much it is. V'yesh l'loim l'chaveru. O mechorli o kenei mimeni. That's our idea. Sell it or buy it for me. So Amr Echemahen, Chalok ze afa pish, ena chalokim shovim, ani eto es hapochus, betol ato es hayeser, ein shomen lo. If the guy says, look, it's really not big enough to divide, but let's do it anyway, and it's not going to be equal, I'll take the smaller part, and you take the other one, we don't have to listen to that. That's what Rambam says, ein shomen lo, shahari omer lo, ein ritzon likach matona. I don't want to take a matona, right? That was our Gemara. We're right here. Excuse me, Baba Basra, Yud Gimel, of Sona Matanos Teichia. Ela hoyo ve'ein bodin chaluka b'shove hare anu ma'alim bedamim. So we can't really divide it up. We're just going to, assess what the financial value is, and then we would do it that way. Okay, good. So now continuing back in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Amalei Abayil Rav Yosef. Ha de Rav Yehuda. What we learned back in Rav Yehuda what's that? Is the Mishnah, right? Yeah, I'm going back. The Shmuelhi, the Tanan, the Kisvei Hakodesh, Afal Pi Sheshneim Roitzin, Lo Yachaloiku. Even though when you're dividing up the Kisvei Hakodesh, that's one of the Chafdal Sifrei Tanakh. You want to divide them up. They were all written in on the scrolls, which is what tomorrow's daf is going to explain. There. So Va'amr Shmuel Lo Shan El Bekrach Echad. This only applies if they're on one. one scroll. But if they're on two scrolls, in that case, chalkin, you could divide it up. If you're going to tell me that we don't really have this halacha of you set the price or I set the price, so why are you talking specifically about when you only have on one? The same din should apply for two. They also shouldn't be divided because it's not going to be equal. It's not fair. You know, someone's going to have to pay the difference and can compensate for the other because it's not going to be valued split down the line. So he says like this: Tirgum Rav Shalman v'sheshnehen roitzin. No, the way Rav Shalman explained the Mishnah is talking about a case where both of them wanted to divide up. They both wanted to divide up the Kisvei Kodesh, right? So Shmuel's coming along and saying they could do that, they both want to, when it's in two separate scrolls. But if just one of them wants to, then there's no necessarily proof over here that you could force the other guy to agree. So Amar Meimer, Hilchasol, the halacha is Is Dina de God o Agud, right? We follow, like Rabbi Yehuda, that we say, you set the price, or I set the price. Omele Rav Ashi la Meimer, so Rav Ashi said back to him, Nachman Mai. What do you do with Nachman? He argues on Rav Yehuda. We don't have such a din. Samalei Shaminali. I didn't hear it. Lo Shmi, I never heard of it. Klomer, which means lo severely. I don't hold from this. I don't agree with that. And he says, Velo, one second. But I thought we usually passing like Rav Nachman over here. Velo, is that really true? We don't, the halacha is, right? Veho, Ravin bar Chininov, Ravdimi bar Chininov, Shabak lehu avua, Tarte amahosa. So the father of Ravin bar Chininov and Ravdimi bar Chininov, they were left, their father died and left them as their Yerusha two maidservants. Chada yoda afya uvishule. One of them knew how to cook and she knew how to bake. The other one, v'chada yada, she knew pilcha v'navla. She knew how to spin and to weave. So one of the brothers suggests, look, each of them should take one for himself. I'll take the one who has to cook. You'll take the one who has to sew. Whatever it is, and well, that's it. But also the kaimi de Rav v'omalahu laced in the god or ogud. They came to Rav and he said to them, no, we don't have a din of god or ogud, right? So that's Rav Nachman, right? So that this is the proof. We do pass on like Rav Nachman. Rav says, no, shiny hossam. That case is an exception. You can't learn out a general rule from that case to over here. Why? Lamami boile tarvaihu. Lamami boile tarvaihu. Because each one of them wanted both, right? Each one wanted both. Kika omele shokal afechadava anachada. You take one. And I'll take one. Lav go to Aduhu. Lav go to Aduhu. This is not a case of go to Agud over here. Vechi lomatzi lemeimer hachi. One second. You can't say this. Vaha kisvei kodesh to tarvaihu mi boiluhu. In the case of the kisvei kodesh, right? They both want them. Va'amr Shmuel, Shmuel said lo shana el mekrech echad. That only applies. They can't be divided when it's only one. But if you have two, aval shnei krichos cholkin, you could divide it. Shmuel says no. Hatrigmor Shalman kisharot bisharotu. Same thing. Shalman says the pshat is over there. Is that the case that the Mishnah is talking about? They both want to divide the kisvei kodesh, right? And in that case, you're allowed to kol zman two separate scrolls. Okay, so now once we get into this is a very geshmak sugis coming up about who wrote the Nevi'im and et cetera like this and about writing it. So we'll start. We probably won't do the holding. We'll go a little bit onto the bottom of the daf. Tan Rabbanan. Okay. Madbik Adam Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim Ke'echad. You could attach Torah, the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim together. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Torah b'fnei atzmo, Nevi'im b'fnei atzmon, Ksuvim b'fnei atzmon. Rabbi Yehuda says the Torah should be a separate scroll by itself. Tosus writes the reason why you have them is to separate. It's not because you're going to like put one on top of the other, right? That's what Rinchana learns. Because if that's true, then you don't have to make any difference between stacking the Nevi'im versus the Ksuvim. The reason why you separate this is so that it won't look like one thing that has all the same levels of kedusha. The Chachamim say kol echad ve'echad b'fnei atzmo. Each one of them should be by themselves. How's the Rambam paskin? It's in Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, Perek what?
Zion, 1 second. Here we are. Tesvav. Mutzel ledabek Torah neviim k'suvim b'krech echad. So he holds like Rebbe Meir. You're allowed to combine them all into one. Umaniach b'chol chumash v'chumash arba shitin. You put four lines. Vein kol navi v'navi shalosh shitin. You leave empty spaces of three lines in the neviim. Vein kol navi v'navi mishneim asar shalosh shitim she'im bo lachtoch choseich. That if you leave these three lines between the 12 neviim, right? If you want to cut, you could cut. Then he goes in through, and this is the order. Sidurun shal neviim kachu, Yoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, Yirma, Yecheskel, Yeshayahu, Treosar, Seirak, Suvim, Rus, Tehillim, Eov, Mishle, Kohelis, Shirashirim, Kinois, that's Eicha, Daniel, Megillah, that's Esther, Uvedivri Hayamim. Wait, Megillah is... Yeah, right, that's right. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maise Bebaitus ben Zunin. There's a story with Baitus ben Zunin. Shehayilo Shmona Neviim Medubakim Ke'echad. He had eight of the Neviim attached together. Alpi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And he had the approval to do this from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. V'yeshomim, some say a little different one. No, as each one was by themselves, that was the opinion of the Chachamim, right? Amar Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, Maise v'heviu lifneinu Torah neviim kesuvim medubakim ke'echod. They once brought us a scroll that had everything, Tanakh, all in one, it was all attached, and it was fine. We said it's kosher, right? That meaning that we pass on like Remer. That's again the way the Rambam ruled as well. A little bit more. Bein chumash lechumash shel Torah. Between when you have different books are on the same one, so you have to have the four empty lines, like the Rambam said. Based on this, v'chein bein navi lenavi, so to bein navi lenavi, v'navi shel shneim osar. But the 12, they call the treos, the 12 prophets. In that case, shlosha shitim. You do three because that's considered to be each. Each one of the treosar is not a separate sefer by itself. All a treosar is considered to be one sefer. That's what it's saying. And we finish at the bottom of one column, and then you begin the next sefer at the top column without having to leave any spaces in between. Okay, in Meretz Hashem, we will pick it up tomorrow, starting with Tana Rabbanan.